From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at a brand that I can't say very well. Actually, I can say the brand name. I can't say the release name. So this is coming from Hirsch, of the famed A.H. Hirsch Legacy. But I remember that we did a This Week in Bourbon talking about this particular release, and I kept saying it the way that it phonetically looked and said and pronounced inside the press release, and I got probably 10 emails saying, you said it wrong. You said it wrong. And I'm still probably going to end up saying it wrong, but we're going to try it anyway.
All right. What's the correct way then?
All right. So this is Hirsch, the Bivouac. I used to say Bivouac. Bivouac. I don't know.
I thought it'd be like Bivouac.
Bivouac. But it's not. It's B-E hyphen V-O-O hyphen A-K.
So you think about like camping or something?
It is. That is defined.
I'm trying to remember, yeah.
That is actually considered a temporary camp. So there's actually some people in the military that responded back saying that this is a common word that they used. So that's where I was just like, all right, now it starts making sense.
Yep.
All right. So without having to say that word ever again, now you know what we're dealing with. It's this the Hirsch orange label. We're going to call it orange label because that just makes it a lot easier here. So it's alluding to the way that a traveler is only meant for those who truly immerse themselves in nature. So that's what it means. Now this uses a custom mash bill. It says it's inspired by the legendary A.H. Hirsch 16-year-old reserve, but whatever. We all find, you know, some mash bill written in somebody's locker or secret document somewhere, and who really knows what it is. But this one is a combination. It's all distilled in Bardstown, Kentucky. This one is a combination, and 95% of the blend is coming from 74% corn, 18% rye, and 8% malted barley. And that is all, I believe, what did it say on here? 3 years and 2 months old. And then the other 5% is an 8-year-old. That's 72% corn, 13% rye, and 15% malted barley. So they actually do not put an age statement on there, but you can tell that it's 3 years and 2 months is the lowest, up to 8 is the blend. It's 100 proof and has a retail price of $55.
All right. Well,
you're not going to try to pronounce it?
Let's be immersed in nature.
You're not going to go for it? You're just going to have me be the one?
Yeah,
there we go.
Bivouac.
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 Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even say normal English words correct.
Hirsch orange label.
Hirsch orange label. Yeah.
Try to say that 10 times fast. All right, onto the nose.
Oh, there's some
corn. It's sweet corn.
Some corn, little leaning, little butterscotch, but mostly kind of cornbread, kind of.
Yeah, it's not like grain forward where you get an overpronounced. Yeah, you don't get an overpronunciation of this kind of like. I want to say like punch in your face with it, but this one is just a more of that sweet corn.
It's more like Jiffy cornbread mix, you know, the sweeter cornbread side, or like corn pudding or something.
I could see that. Yeah. Definitely some corn pudding. On to the taste. It follows.
I mean, it's just really sweet corn forward, you know, maybe a little bit of buttered. A little butter popcorn kind of thing in there too, as well.
It reminds me of when you're going through a distillery tour, and some of them is that they let you sit there and dip your finger in the mash and taste the mash.
Yes,
this is what it tastes like. You get that definitely that cornbread, that very corn type of taste to it. A little bit of booze on the back end, but I think that 8-year-old does fill in a little bit of a gap where you get some of that.
There's a little bit of frosted flake thing going on, you know, like Tony. Yeah. Maybe Tony the Tiger, you know, with the orange label.
Ah, I like
what they're going for.
I like it. It's it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it gets the job done for what it's doing here. But let's
if you're camping and you're pissed, maybe
there you go.
Not a happy camper.
Yeah. Get your bivouac over here. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but let's go ahead and let's rate this. On the nose.
Sideways.
I agree. And the taste?
Well, sideways. I mean, there's some sweetness there that I like. It's just a little too much corn forward for me.
It's not that it's bad.
No, definitely not.
It's just it could use some more barrel influence. Yep. I think that's all it comes down to. And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, it falls pretty flat. You know, I do like some sweet, the buttery corn notes, but it just kind of falls really flat. This is an easy sipping whiskey for sure. Like if you're at a campfire and you need something to drink, this would be good.
Or if you want to give something that's maybe a run for Mellow's Corn money or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
that's right.
It does taste more like a corn whiskey when you come down to it, but even though it is a bourbon, but you definitely have a much more pronunciation of corn coming in there.
Yep.
Well, cheers everybody. That's our review of Hirsch's Orange Label. Not even attempt it. We'll see you next time.